Shocking, I know, but something's pissing me off. I mean, God fucking forbid. Are we good? All right, we don't need to restart it. Let's just call this going. That was our sound check, an important little podcasting tip. Never assume the equipment will work correctly. We always do a sound check before recording an episode, because the one time we didn't, it was completely fucked up. We learned our lesson. You can scream and shout with all your might. And you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, motherfucking moan, look for a safe space. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can shove your opinion up your ass. That way Hillary Clinton's cock has something to keep it company. Either you are wrong or I am right. Don't forget, you ever present? Most likely, third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. I love saying that because I just know how offended people get when, how dare you say you're right? Which is hilarious, of course, because the people telling me that I should never say I'm right, these are, of course, people who think they're right about everything. What I know for a fact is that this is Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform in which I launch the cruise missile by intellect homes and destroy stupid motherfucking statist all around the world. Little femistatist, statheist, homo statist. Doesn't matter what kind of statist you are. You're dead. When the fucking stupidity seeking cruise missile with the nuclear warhead hits your motherfucking ass, and you can sit there and whine about the roads all you want. But there you go, well, who's gonna build roads? Well, roads are not gonna save you. They're not. Roads cannot fucking save you from the nuclear-tipped cruise missile of my intellect. Fuck you, and fuck your motherfucking roads. I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the interwebs. In the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. Today is the 28th of June, 2016. If you want to send us email, love mail, hate mail, naked pictures of yourself, only if you are attractive, you can send that to God. That's God, G-O-D, dog spelled backwards, God, at CYNLIBSOC.com. And I still want somebody to come out with .motherfucking.com. I should be able to get that, right? CynicalLibertarianSociety.motherfucking.com. I wonder if anybody has motherfucking.com. You probably can't buy that. There's probably some fucking left-wing statist fucking ban on buying motherfucker.com, motherfucking.com, something.com, anything.com that might offend somebody, because, you know, it's a fucking democracy, and the internet is open to everybody on the planet, so that means everything on the internet has to be dumbed down to the understandability level of the most inferior person on the fucking planet Earth, or at least the most inferior person with an internet connection, which doesn't even do any good, because I can tell you for a fact from experience that people on the internet don't read shit. People like, they'll fucking kind of like, well, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, it's right there on the internet. Did you read this? Well, why? Did you read this? Well, I want to hire you, and how much? I'm like, the rates are right there on the fucking website. The website where you fucking type shit into the contact form that you sent to me, and you're asking me how much money I charge? Right there on the fucking website where you found the fucking contact form, there's a fucking tab on the menu that says rates. Now I have a thing that says, do not fucking email me. It doesn't actually say fucking. It says, do not email me until you read the fucking rates. It doesn't say fucking, but you get the point. And it's fucking big letters, and it's a link to the fucking rate. Because people send me, how much do you charge? Well, how much does it fucking say I charge? Jesus fucking Christ, people. Are you fucking retarded? The answer is yes. Yes, many of you are. You are called the 99%. And you are retarded. You are emotionally retarded. You are intellectually retarded. You are economically retarded. You just cannot fucking grasp Why other people have more money than you do, and you know they must be because of the motherfucking patriarchy. Couldn't possibly have anything to do with, I don't know, maybe they produce more. Maybe they do things that are more valuable to society, right? Maybe they're not baristas or guidance counselors or fucking therapists or fucking... What are those people I hate? Randy, who are those? The fucking social workers. Right? Maybe they didn't get a fucking degree in gender studies. Maybe they fucking worked for a living. Maybe they started their own business. Maybe they did things to fucking create value for other people. I know it's a concept you just cannot fucking understand because you think you should get $15 an hour for asking somebody if they want fries with that. And that's why you're being replaced with a motherfucking iPad. And that's why I'm laughing at you. But in addition to them laughing at, all right, let's get started. In a previous linkage, I posted a link to an article from, hang on, let me not lie about it. Let me get the, oh, let's see, open link. Link. America, spelled with a K, .org. Ha ha ha. And let's see. All right, anyway, stop reading shit on the internet. It's America.org. And I posted a link to something that the guy over there wrote. His name is Brett. And then after posting the link, I posted a little rant about how this is the sort of blog that I would read on a regular basis, except for a fucking RSS feed. As those of you know, this is my fucking, this is what triggers me. This is my trigger. I'm so triggered. Right? If your fucking RSS feed cannot be found, and if it doesn't push the full content of your fucking post, I'm going to be triggered. I'm going to need a safe space. I'm going to get my feelings hurt. I'm going to get all but hurt, and I'm gonna do a triggly puff. I'm gonna wave my arms up and down in the air, except I don't have a lot of fat on my biceps to flap around in the air like she did. But I'm gonna do a triggly puff. I'm triggered. You don't have a RSS feed triggered. Hang on, I'm dropping acid. No, I'm kidding. I'm dropping eye drops into my eyes. They're getting a little dry from all the triggering that I've been triggered a lot. It dries my eyes out when I get triggered. Anyhow, if your RSS feed is fucked up, oh God, and then those of you with the podcast who don't have the RSS feed, especially you fucking morons on SoundCloud, oh God damn it. Fuck, at least Captain Capitalism, he uses SoundCloud. But he posted a link to the RSS feed, so be with RSS. Those of you who have the fucking... Although I found, and I put the link on the website. I think it's on the page about RSS feeds and why you should have one. There's a link, you can go there and you put in somebody's SoundCloud URL, and it will find the RSS feed for you, because SoundCloud hides the fucking RSS feed when it exists. It makes it difficult as hell to find. It's not just obvious, like right with WordPress. You type in, for example, america.org with a K, the America, not the org, /feed, and you'll get the feed. So anyhow, those of you using SoundCloud, God damn it, you people annoy the fuck out of me. Like, fucking man up and get a goddamn real website so that you can have a fucking real feed. Or if you're going to use SoundCloud, fucking post the link to your fucking RSS feed. Jesus Christ. Talk about emotionally fucking retarded. That's you people who don't know how to use fucking RSS feeds. Anyhow, so I whined about how I was triggered by this guy not having Brett. Is his name, not having an RSS feed that pushed the full content of the post. Well, lo and behold, the fucking internet actually fucking worked. The internet allowed communication to happen for one fucking time. Normally, it's God. The other day, I needed to send an email. I needed to find some information about some shit manufactured by a company. Go to their website. Their website is a piece of shit. Oh my God, the website is a fucking disaster. Like the fonts in the menus. I'm not bullshitting you guys. The fucking menu fonts were like 8 pixels or some shit. There was the tiniest, if you know what a REM is, a relative emphasis, right? You know, like one REM is based on the default size of the font size on your website. Typically 16 pixels is sort of the standard thing. I mean, this was like a fucking 0.4 REM. This was like some 8 pixel fucking 8-point font, man. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. And then just, and then with the body, it's like all these giant pictures that don't do anything, and they're fucking not proportioned right, and they go all the way across the page. And then there's this giant text. It was just like, this is a fucking business? This is a business that sells electronic equipment that cost thousands of dollars, not just like 2,000. We're talking, this is gear that the cheap shit is like 10,000 bucks. I'm like, fucking Christ, guys. Fuck. Will you make your fucking website work? Can you please? Anyway, so for once, the fucking interwebs, almost said the website, the fucking interwebs actually fucking worked. Posted my little rant about how I got triggered, and Brett responded on the post. He left a comment, and he said, hey, you're a fucking asshole, and go fuck yourself. No, that's really not what he said. I'm fucking joking. He said something along the lines of, and you can look on the website and see exactly what he said. I don't have it in front of me. I remember. He said something along the lines of, thanks for the kind words. I fixed my RSS feed. Now it pushes the full content. Here's the link. I'm like, holy shit. Look at that. The glory. The glory of the fucking internet to communicate information other than porn. I know it's hard to believe. Internet is for porn. I know it's hard to believe, but there was something on the internet other than porn. Now that I have rambled and tangent. All right. Now that we've set the scene, let's talk about something important. Now that I can actually fucking RSS his website and keep up with what he's writing, I put him in my RSS reader, which is, as I said on the page about RSS feeds on the website at cynlibsoc.com on the interwebs, I use Quite RSS. I added in Quite RSS. I load it up and I'm reading some of his posts here. And, oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wow. No pie. Ha ha ha. All right, I'll go back and read that later. There we are, getting distracted. There's the internet doing its job of keeping me from focusing. The patriarchy. I'm totally capable of focusing on what I'm doing, but the patriarchy just now broke into the recording studio, and there is an evil heterosexual white man who voted Republican, and he's forcing me to not pay attention to what I'm doing. You know, just like how they accidentally get women pregnant, and they keep black people from ever getting jobs, and, you know, they forced all those poor Muslims to rape those women. It's the patriarchy. I, of course, am a Muslim woman, for those of you who don't know. Even though I appear to be a white man, I do, in fact, identify as a Muslim lesbian woman. And therefore, as a woman, I, of course, have no agency for anything that I do, anything that happens to me. Well, I mean, okay, obviously I have agency for all the things I do that are good. Those I did, but anything bad that happens to me, that's because of white men. I had nothing to do with those stuff, right? Nothing to do with that at all. All right, anyhow, Brett over at AmericaWithAK.org, I was reading his stuff, and I want to read this to you because this is brutal. And brutality, this is where we are. This, just in the previous episode, right, I read to you this Facebook post from this fucking pudgy white left-wing statist faggot who wants dialogue and all. No, no. See, and this is what I'm talking about. The dialogue days are over with. Those of us, and excuse me. Again, I'm not a right-wing statist, but when I see, and I don't know when you see, I can't speak for you. I'm not a left-wing statist. I can't speak for other people. I can only speak for myself. When I see people who are right-wing states, and so we got Brett Stevens is the name it says here, over at AmericaWithAK.org. I don't know if he's a right-wing statist, I don't know if he's an anarcho-capitalist, I haven't read enough of his stuff to start trying to classify him on the spectrum, and at this point I don't give a shit where he classifies on the spectrum. He's written some interesting stuff, regardless of where the fuck he is on the spectrum. He's clearly not a left-wing statist, however. And I was going to make a point. Oh, yeah. When I see people who are the right-wing statist, the fucking anarcho-capitalist as opposed to the anarcho-sissies, all these people who are just fucking tired. Yeah, this is where I do sympathize with the right-wing statist. Because, again, I had the guy from other website, Corey, he emailed me. He's like, can you explain to me why libertarians ally themselves with right-wingers even though right-wingers are statist? It's like, well, As I explained in previous podcasts, it's because the left is very clearly the most dangerous political faction on the planet right now. It's not right-wing statists who want Muslims to come to the United States and rape white women. Right? Right-wing statists have their set of problems. Wanting Muslims to come here and destroy Western civilization and rape white women and cut people's heads off and throw homosexuals off of buildings and go in gay dance clubs and shoot faggots. That's not something the right wing is trying to encourage. That is exclusively the domain of the left wing statist. And thus, when I see the right wing statist, and I see more and more of their hatred, which, of course, left-wings do. Well, they're just Muslim phobic. They're just Islam phobic. It's not fear. It's hatred. It's them being tired of you fucking morons on the left trying to destroy everything they value. And this is why I joined them, because I'm tired of you fucking morons on the left just trying to silence everybody with your fucking censorship. And then your little fucking faggots coming on Facebook going, well, we need to just talk to each other and listen. Really? Really? That's what we need? Well, maybe you left-wing statist should stop engaging in so much fucking censorship. Maybe you should stop reporting every motherfucker on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter who says something you don't agree with. Maybe you should stop fucking reporting them to the corporations for hate speech. Right? Anita Sarkeesian has no fucking interest in dialogue. Anyhow, all this probably has something to do with something. Right now, let me read for you. This is a post from AmericaWithAK.org. It's not AmericaWithAK.org. It's America.org. America spelled with a K. That'd be a good website. AmericaWithAK.org. AmericaWithAK.com. I wonder if that's taken. I gotta stop buying domains that I'm never going to use. I have to fucking stop doing it. Still, that would be kind of cool. AmericaWithAK.com. Brett, if you're out there listening, just saying, you could buy that. You could just, it's just, you know, there's no real good reason to have it, but it would be kind of funny. AmericaWithAK.com. I wonder what's on America.com, because he's got the .org. All right, hang on. Let's find out. Fuck it. I mean, it's not like I'm doing a podcast or anything here, right, Randy? I mean, you know, fuck it. It's not like we're going to focus. Oh, look, the patriarchy is forcing me to type America.com into the web browser. I have nothing to do with this. This is entirely the patriarchy making me do this. It wants to fucking put cookies and shit on my fucking website. And, oh, click here to buy America.com. So that's why they're cookieing me, because they're fucking spying on me. All right, go fuck yourselves. All right. So America.com spelled with a K, is available for purchase. They probably want, you know, $12,000 or some shit for it. All right, Randy, how long have I? 20 minutes. Perfect. Hang on. Okay, tangenting. End. Here we go. Focus, deep breath. I could tangent about, no, I'm not going to tangent. I could talk about that. I'm going to shut up and focus. All right, here we go. Okay. This is called The True Terror of Minorities. We Do Not Need You by Bret Stephens over on America.org. At Trump rallies around the country, we see desperation, not for a change, which is why they are voting for Trump, from the white people, but from the non-whites and the white hipsters who have no claim on life if Facebook consultant is not a viable job title. They are in denial of something big, and it scares them to death. The big something is as follows. We do not need them. Okay, trigger warning. Trigger warning. If you're not already triggered, I'm letting you know. Trigger warning. This podcast is never a safe space, but this is really not safe, okay? Because this is brutal truth. This is unsafe. Very, very unsafe, okay? You are going to go trigglypuff. This is unsafe. This is what you fucking left-wing statists who want to talk to other people and about their disagreements and all. This is the stuff you want to ban. This is the stuff you want to fucking take people, not allow them on the internet over. This is what you want to silence. It's called the truth. This is also, in addition to triggering, this is the truth. What I am about to read to you is the truth. That's why I'm reading it to you. Because this is the truth. And I'm reading it to you because it's true, and also because it brings me great joy to see, as I've said before about some other stuff, to see that there are people other than me who can fucking see what's going on. And it brings, there's still no way Western civilization is still dead. Okay. Hillary Clinton's going to win the fucking election. I know those of you, I read all the time, people are like, yeah, Trump's going to win. No, guys. I understand why you're clinging to the fantasy. I do. I mean that. As I said before, I am going to vote for Trump. I would love it if Trump won. Is Trump going to solve problems? No. I want Trump to win just because I want all these people to move to Canada. Oh, wait, they're not going to move to Canada. They're going to stay right here collecting welfare. I just want Trump to win because I want to see Hillary Clinton go down in flames. That's really the only good reason. And that's a purely emotional reason. That's just me feeling the joy of, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, guys. I'm sorry. Trump is not going to win. I've explained why multiple times. I'm not going to tangent and explain why again. I'm sure I'll explain more in the future again, because I can't fucking do anything but repeat myself over and over. It does no good because nobody listens, because you still think Donald Trump's going to win. He's not. You know what would be the greatest? I think I may have mentioned this. All right, I'm supposed to not be tangenting. Randy, why am I tangenting? Why? Why the fuck am I off topic? What would be awesome, would be great, is if Donald Trump gets more popular votes, but Hillary Clinton wins the Electoral College. Because then you can ask all the fucking left-wing statists. Remember when the left-wing statists said we need to get rid of the Electoral College because of the Bush-Al Gore election? Then you could finally say, hey, do you still think we should get rid of the Electoral College? I think that's the best possible thing that could come out of Trump's presidency, because he's not going to win. I'm sorry, he's not going to win. The corporations and the government, the NSA, the military-industrial complex, they're not going to allow Trump to win. Hillary Clinton is the horse their money is on. Horse, not whore. She's not a whore. In fact, I don't know if she, I mean, certainly her husband has never had sex with her. I don't know who the hell else would. All right, anyway, trigger warning, tangenting over. Here we go. The big something is as follows. We do not need them. If all minorities perished tomorrow and all white hipsters died in fire and brimstone, white America would experience a brief hiccup, but nothing more. More competent people would take over those publicist jobs, food service, and construction as we did in the years past, and do a better job. Oh, it's brutal. And it's true. Diversity requires that we take, oh God, I mean, just throwing it, where have you heard this before? Yeah, here we go. Diversity requires that we take the lower and accept them as equal to the higher so that everyone can just get along. This pleases white suburban housewives immensely, much as it flatters white women hired in the tall spires of the city and white men who wish to go through life without the risk of warfare. But, like most exceptionally pleasant things, heroin, infatuation, obesity, it is denial and not reality. It is a compensation for the reality we are afraid to face. In the past, Europe arose from a relatively small number of people. Some were promoted to aristocratic. Whew. Language. Whew. Remember, language is a construct of the patriarchy, and I, as a lesbian Muslim woman, I was right there. That you heard it on this podcast. I was being oppressed by the patriarchy right there. Oh, the oppression. I'm a victim now. Oh, I'm a victim. Whew. Whew. Can I get a welfare check? I'm a victim. Some were promoted to aristocratic levels because they were more competent than the rest. They managed to instruct the peasants in agriculture, organized the military, got basic practices of hygiene in order. This is how Europe surged ahead of the rest despite having fewer natural resources and people. Which they did. That's a historical fact. That was editorializing. That was not in there. Those are the people we need. The ones they instruct are disposable. O truth, thy sting. It's so true. I know you think everybody is a fucking snowflake. I know you think all the children are precious. I know you think everybody is unique. No. No, the fact is, most of you, and this is the interesting thing, is that the state knows you're disposable. The state treats you as disposable. And it's fascinating to me that you act like you're not disposable. But again, we just saw a homosexual Muslim shoot 100 other people, kill 49 of them, because the government regards those people as disposable. The government said to them, you will not carry sidearms. You will not have a revolver or a 9mm on your person. You will walk around unable to defend yourself from people who have guns because the government regards those people as disposable. You are disposable to the government. And and that's the fascinating thing to me when looking at the statist and how stupid you are and how intellectually retarded you are, is that you actually think the government cares about you. You think Obama, like, knows your name personally, and that he's sitting right now, he's at the White House, and he's really concerned. I wonder what's going on with Betty. I wonder if Betty is all right. I should check in with, right? The government, you don't fucking even exist to them other than as something they can use as cannon fodder. The people who accomplish things, the people who do things, the people who think of things, you come up with great new ideas, you push the boundaries. The people who point out that without the government, roads will still get built, because you know who's going to build the fucking roads? The same people who build the fucking roads now. The same people who built the fucking roads before there was any such thing as a road that was owned by and built by the fucking government. All the first roads out there, had government had a fuck to do with them. Roads used to be privately fucking financed, privately built, privately owned. You know who's going to build the fucking roads? People who are not disposable. That's, well, actually, they're disposable. People are going to pour the asphalt. But you know who's going to make it happen? The people who are fucking competent. A group of people that does not include you, if you think you need the motherfucking government to build a motherfucking road. Those are the people we need. The ones they instruct are disposable. Their leaders do not treat them as such, but recognize this truth. The brains and good moral character people are what makes society run. Laborers? You can always find more laborers. This society was not built on slaves because the slaves by themselves could not have created it. It took those brains and big souls to get everyone else in line, in contrast to their usual superstition, loafing, and hedonism, so that something more than substance can be made. Sustenance. If I can fucking talk. So that something more than sustenance can be made. Despite 70 years of leftist propaganda, minorities are aware that if they all died tomorrow, life would not only proceed without a major hiccup, but perhaps be better. And by perhaps, I have to assume he means it would be, because it would be. Oh God, trigger warning, racist, sexist, homophobic, Donald Trump, KKK. I know, I hate everybody who isn't a heterosexual white man. And you, left-wing statist, hate everybody who is a heterosexual white man. And I'm fucking sick of it, and so are a lot of other people. We're fucking tired of you. And yes, if you died right now, The only way we'd even notice the difference is because we'd have to step over the bodies until we figured out a way to get rid of them. It would make not the slightest fucking difference. It would. It would make a huge difference because it would make things better. I know. Racist, sexist, homophobic, hate speech. Go fucking report me to Facebook. Go report me to the fucking white people who run Facebook and have them deal with your problem for you. You can't fucking control your feelings. You can't manage your emotions. You can't deal with the fact that I know you're a worthless piece of shit. So why don't you show me how equal to me you are by going to the white people at Facebook and having them ban me from Facebook. Holy shit, and you can't figure out why I regard you as inferior. Blah, 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 where if they died tomorrow, life would proceed, blah, blah. This makes them unstable and puts them in a horrible position. Nationalists would end the trauma by sending them to their home continents to help their own people, where they would have better options for partners and friends. Oh my God, just the pure brutality of the truth. It's it kind of brings a tear to my eye. Oh, the brutality of the truth. God. Oh. The fucking triggering that is happening here. Democracy, however, resents this. It exists for one principle. Assert that all people are equal so that we need a power to enforce equality and are afraid of anything but that power. Ask yourself, does this power need any of us? The answer is no. All of us are means to its ends, and we are as disposable as napkins at a New York hot dog stand. The brutal, brutal truth. That was painful for many of you out there. Many of you have been triggered beyond what you ever thought you could be triggered. Speaking of triggering, alright, oh god, I could do that. Randy, where are we on time? Alright, I could do that, or I could do this. I just want to throw this stuff out. I got some shit here. I got this thing in the mail from One Main Financial, whatever that is. It's your express loan card. Your pre-selected loan amount. It's $6,000. You can just use this money immediately the way you want. You can bring in your time-sensitive card. You're already pre-selected. Well, you're pre-selected to apply for a $6,000 loan from One Main. My question, I just wonder, who are the people who fall for this shit? And how many of those people are heterosexual white men with jobs? And why are they allowed to vote? That's, oh, right, because democracy, because we're all equal, because everybody's opinions are equally valid. Yeah, that's what democracy is. You're the opinion of somebody who would actually fucking fall for this, who is too dumb to recognize that the interest rate is, who needs this $6,000 loan so desperately and isn't going to have the fucking sense to figure out the fucking amount they have to pay back. And it's like, how the fuck are you gonna, if you need $6,000, how are you gonna pay the shit back? Ah, that's tomorrow. That's next week. That's just like the fucking idiot on Facebook who I talked about, who posted a thing about, well, everybody talks about unfunded liabilities. That's just stupid. We don't have to pay that money until later on. Yeah. Oh yeah. Cause the credit card bill doesn't come until the end of the month. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter how much you spend. The bill doesn't come until later. The bill doesn't come until the motherfucking millennials get in the workforce. And then what's their tax rate going to be to keep all the fucking baby boomers and the Gen Xers in their fucking retirement? Assuming that, you know, the Social Security doesn't collapse and burn before the Gen Xers get there. The baby boomers are going to get their fucking Social Security. Millennials are going to pay out the ass for it. Man, this is fascinating to me, not to you, to me. I get this other thing in the mail. It's, what is this, HelloFresh.com. You can get $35 off your first box. It's, look at this. It's a box. They send you this box. The box is $69 regular price. It says on here, everything you need for home-cooked meals. New recipes and fresh ingredients delivered to your door. It includes free delivery. It's $69, but there's free delivery there. So think about this. We have reached a point. I mean, my God. God damn it. Can you people get any lazier? So you have the internet, right? Everything's on the internet. You can type things in. You have to put it on Google. Like Google tells you everything because Google knows everything. And there are these places called grocery stores. There are people. I use the term people loosely. Who pay? Apparently, I mean, this, I don't know. Fuck it. Let's type this into the fucking web browser. What is this? It's this fucking stupid, the HelloFresh.com. I know I'm tangenting. Just chill, girlfriend. Chill. I'm doing this. Oh, yes, of course. We have to run our scripts. I have to plant some cookies. I have privacy blockers on my website. That's why. It's more than food. We deliver nutritious and healthy recipes with pre-measured ingredients. Jesus fucking Christ. So it's the millennials. It's the smartest generation ever. They can't go on the internet, find a goddamn recipe, go to the fucking grocery store, buy some food, and then fucking measure it and cook the shit? No. They have to pay $69 to have the mailman or the UPS or FedEx, whoever it is, bring them the food in pre-measured ingredients with the motherfucking recipe in the box. This is how pathetic people in the United States have become. This is how fucking pathetic you people are. It's just, I mean, god damn it. Oh, it's the veggie box. It's the classic box. Oh, so it's not $69 a box. It's $69 for like a year, some period of time. So the veggie box, it's for vegetarians. Because you have to explain that, right? Because you're dealing with millennials. It's the internet. People have no right? Remember I said people on my website, they send me an email. How much do you charge? Like, it's fucking right there. Right here it says, this is the veggie box. It says it's for vegetarians. Because you have to explain to the vegetarian, because they're not very smart. They don't eat any meat. You have to explain to them. Oh my god. You have to explain to them that the veggie box is for vegetarians, because that's how fucking stupid they are. Oh. Oh. The veggie box, which is for vegetarians, in case you didn't know, in case you're a millennial and you can't figure that one out. Oh, the veggie box is for 2 to 4 adults. It costs $9.08 a meal. The classic box is $9.90, and the family box. Ooh, it says our easy to follow recipes. Not only do they have to send you a recipe with the fucking pre-portioned fucking ingredients that you can't go to the store and buy, but it has to be an easy to follow recipe. It's our easy to follow is all hyphenated together. Our easy to follow recipes will get the whole family excited for dinner time. Oh my god. If I came home and my wife made some fucking meal for me out of a box because she couldn't go to the grocery store and figure out how to cut up a fucking tomato on her own, I would beat her like a motherfucking Muslim. I would beat her like a Muslim man disciplining his fucking wife, who is his property under Sharia law, which we will soon have in the United States, and which I will celebrate. I will dance in the street and fire my AK-47 in the air when the Muslims take over and we have Sharia law. And we can get back to treating women like the property they are, and small children can get raped, and homosexuals can get thrown off of buildings. It's going to be a glorious, glorious, wonderful day for diversity, for tolerance, for multiculturalism. And it's all going to be brought to us courtesy of left-wing statism, because left-wing statism is, despite anything you may think otherwise, has become completely focused on one thing and one thing only: the hatred of heterosexual white men, and the destruction of heterosexual white men. Yeah, your family's going to get real fucking excited about dinner time because you've got a box. For how many... Aha. Okay, so see, now we've got... Some people are going, why the fuck are you talking? I'm talking about this because this is how pathetic people have become in this country. I mean, we've gone from a species that hunted and foraged and then started growing their own food and raising their own animals to people, a species that can't even look up a recipe on the internet and go to the fucking grocery store. You gotta have some people, probably slave labor in a factory somewhere. I wonder if the people who put this food in these boxes are making $15 an hour. I mean, how can this even be cost effective? So, let's see, like here, select box size. Okay, so for two people, for three meals a week, the total is $59. It doesn't tell me how long that $59 is for. I'm not going to dig deep enough to figure it out. Price per meal, $9.83. How? Really? You people can't just go to the fucking grocery store and buy some ingredients? Jesus fucking Christ. The helplessness. The sheer fucking helplessness. But you motherfuckers can vote. That's what terrifies me. Oh my God. No, guys. It's just fucking pathetic. Oh, look, it's Jamie Oliver and HelloFresh. Here's my philosophy. By portioning up all the ingredients and delivering them straight to your door, you can just get on with the cooking. And in my mind, anything that helps busy people be able to cook from scratch is a good thing. There is something that helps busy people cook from scratch. It's called the motherfucking grocery store. It's called the motherfucking pot and a pan. It's called the fucking kitchen. It's called, I don't know, maybe a little less time looking at Game of Thrones. You know, what if you took some of that time you spend watching Game of Thrones and just went in the fucking kitchen and made some goddamn, I know, my God, you have to stop at the fucking grocery store. Oh, the fucking trauma. The fucking trauma of living in the year 2016 in the fucking United States of America, first world country, where we have grocery stores. There's people out there never seen a grocery store in their motherfucking life. Anyhow, it's just, it just made me just want to fucking slap people upside the fucking head, because it's pathetic. It's how goddamn helpless you motherfucking people are. All right, moving on. What is this shit? Who are you? Fuck you. Not you, my listeners, and email. I know, the rule, I'm supposed to close the fucking email program when I'm recording the podcast. Fuck you. All right, where are we at? Now I don't have enough time to talk about other shit. I got here. I'm pretty sure I have to save this. That has to be saved. All right. Here, what do we got here? I think we can go out on this one. Go out. Maybe this one. All right, let's do this. This is from back in the homeland of Texas. Texas DOT urges drivers to plan while you can for sober rides. I've bitched about this before. I love how totalitarianism has to rhyme. You know, click it or ticket. Plan while you can. What's a good one? You too can kill a Jew. What rhymes with Jap? Put the Jap in the concentration camp, right? You know, totalitarianism is completely acceptable if you can make it rhyme. Because again, because of the mental retardation, the intellectual retardation, the emotional retardation. Oh, yeah, plan while you can, it rhymes. I posted a selfie on Instagram. Anyway, that was me imitating a millennial. All right, the Texas Department of Transportation's Plan While You Can campaign, I don't know how much they paid for this with tax money, campaign urges partygoers to plan for a sober ride this holiday season. Needless to say, this is from December of 2015, because we all know this is not a current event show. If you're looking for current events, you're in the wrong fucking place. Campaign runs through January the 1st. Apparently, after then, they don't care if you die. And coincides with an increase of DUI patrols and enforcement. Quote, the holidays are a time of celebration and family, but they also require responsible decisions and planning if alcohol is involved, unquote, said Texas DOT Executive Director Lieutenant General Joe Weber, USMC, retired. God. quote, our goal is to save... So this is the kind of pussies the Marine Corps is turning out nowadays. When I was in the military, fucking Marines would just get drunk and drive tanks around. And now this is the kind of pussies that are coming out of the Marine Corps. Lovely. Yeah, the government's really going to do a good job of defending us from these invasions that, of course, are never going to happen. Quote, our goal is to save families from the heartbreak of losing a loved one. Finding a sober ride is easy, and it can save you from being arrested, injured, or killed. There's no excuse for drinking and driving, unquote. Actually, there's a lot of excuses, but that's another topic. During last year's holiday season, then they tell you that was December the 1st, 2014 to January the 1st, 2015, in case you weren't smart enough, unless you're like, say, a millennial, and you weren't smart enough to figure out what year last year was and when the holiday season is, because maybe you're just not smart enough to know those things, because millennials aren't. I still got to do the thing about the millennials being stupid. I have so much in you. All right. There were 2,412 alcohol-related traffic crashes in Texas, resulting in 190 serious injuries and 110 fatalities. Remember, according to statistics are all bullshit. I've talked about this in the past. As we know, if there is an automobile accident and anybody involved was drinking, it is classified as an alcohol-related incident. Even if the person who was drunk was a passenger in the automobile, in the back seat. If the other two drivers or whoever, if everyone else was sober, but there's a drunk person in the back seat, the government still classifies that as alcohol related, because that's how you do a thing called milking the statistics to get the results you want. This was a nearly 8% increase in alcohol related traffic fatalities from the previous holiday season. Okay, but given those numbers, 8% is not really that much, but it's scary though, it's scary. Central to the Plan While You Can campaign is a statewide tour featuring an interactive dodgeball game that uses custom gaming technology to replicate the effects of alcohol on a person's reflexes. How much tax money does that cost, I wonder? As participants play, virtual drinks are added and the player's on-screen avatars become less able to dodge incoming snowballs. The game demonstrates how even one drink can slow reaction time. Yes, it's a computer game. It must be true. You know, some people can drink a lot and feel nothing. Some people can drink very little. But it's a computer game. We're going to use a computer game. I wonder how much money was paid for this computer game with taxpayer money. Additionally, Texas DOT is hosting a contest on its feminist book, Twitter, and Instagram social media accounts. Oh my God. The fucking lameness. And this is what the police are doing instead of, you know, protecting homosexuals in a dance club from being shot by a faggot Muslim. This is what the police are busy doing. This is serving and protecting. This is your tax money in action. And I am always right. Go fuck yourself.